Callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going. They don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together. Gonna polish up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know.
Welcome to the Royal Priesthood Nation, and your host tonight will be Khalif Zefnef Pahania El and Dr. Hoppe, and we have special guest with us tonight, Dr. Delbert Blair. Gentlemen, would like you to come on in. I know you're there. Well, okay. So am I supposed to be doing this myself tonight? Okay. I don't know why. Dr. Hoppe, are you there? Khalif? Well, why is no one coming in here to speak? DT, you want to come in for a minute and talk with me? How's everyone doing out there this evening?
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I don't know what's going on with our host tonight. I see that they're there, but they're not coming in to speak.
Hello, can you hear me?
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
All right, there's one of them anyway.
Okay, I don't know what's happened to Dr. Hoppe and Khalif. I don't know. Okay, well, Dr. Blair, you know, why don't you go ahead and take it away?
Okay, let me say hello to everybody out there in the telephone land. I'll say if you're on this planet nowadays, you must be wondering two things. How did I get here? When am I going? And maybe a third thing, why is this happening to me? I tell you, I've gotten more calls and listened to more shows and listened to more radio broadcasts about all the things that are going on, and it seems like all bad, except that I know down deep in my heart from having research that it's going to wind up good. But right now, it's the darkness before the darkness, it's the storm before the lightning, and so on like that again. I guess everybody now is talking about Ebola. A few people are talking about the weather, and believe me, the weather is crazy everywhere you go on this planet. Some people are talking about, of course, the flu shots, and of course, they're talking about the number of children in the United States around the Midwest, which couples now around 700, that are getting very sick, and now I understand there are two deaths due to it. So everywhere you look, you have to say, what in the world is going on? And I think it's very simple. Our planet is changing vibrations. As our planet's vibrations are changing, it's either going to be going up or down. But my understanding, and I always say universal prime creator, forgive me, but that's what I call first cause. Gods and lords I don't use. I say universal prime creator. So whoever made all of this, by whatever sex or non-sex he or she is, has decided that this planet is going to get more energy. And the more energy, this means this planet is going to have a higher vibrating type of soul, or higher vibrating for life form that's going to be living on it. Many of us are getting the opportunity to change our vibrational rates, to go to match the higher frequencies of this planet. Some of us are attempting to do so. Some of us are doubting it's even worth anything doing, and some of us are going the exact opposite. The question then becomes, who would go in the exact opposite against what the universal prime creator is planning? For those who don't believe in the universal prime creator, for those who don't believe that there is a God, for those who don't believe that there is a Lord, for those who don't believe that there is a spiritual quality that we must have to maintain our souls. So therefore, they will get what they want. There are many others who are awakening for the first time to the quickening. And the quickening means that our planet's vibrations are going from kindergarten to school. We're going not just in, just it starts with kindergarten to graduate school. That's what we're in. And we're getting now heavy into the fourth dimension. That's why portals are being discovered. That's why things that were ancient are being recovered. That's why they're finding holes in the ocean, because all of this was there before, but our vibrations were so low that the very oceans, the earth, sea, water, and air hid things from us. The fire even was hidden next. So now this being revealed, a lot of things are going to illuminate those that are awake, because they'll be able to see them. They can understand the sickening that they're trying to do before the quickening, which is go overdue. So now you have choices to make. And these choices, I think, are going to be settling. It's going to tell who does what, how, when, where, who's going to die. If you have a soul, of course, you can't die, but you can sure leave these bodies. But to stay in these bodies now is going to take expertise. It's going to take a lot of wisdom and some knowledge. And I will say this to begin with, and of course, so that everybody understands exactly where I am, agree or disagree is not important. Almost anything that the multimedia, whether it be on radio, television, wireless, computer, anything that the established quotient says, I doubt it. And I'd rather do everything they say not to do, I probably would not do it. Now, it took a long time to get that warped, or it took a long time to get that wisdom. I think I'm wise. I think that I listened to their teachings long enough, paid enough money for them to miseducate me, to now know that they lie about everything they say. And the rich always try to get richer, and you dangle enough money or fiat money in front of somebody's face, and they'll sell their soul. They'll sell their mother and father for enough money. And since they print the money, they can dangle it in front of many of these politicians and so on and so forth's face, and they're selling out. Having said all of that, I don't believe that there is an Ebola scare. That's number one. Number two, I don't think it originated in Africa on its own. Number three, I think that the United States and Russia has studied Ebola from 1978 on, when they spent over $400 million researching it, built projects again to even get more into it, and then came up later on with SARS for the Asiatic, AIDS for the Africans. And it was Mobutu Sese Seko that sold out, that started AIDS in the first place in Africa, because they gave him $5 million, and he let 2,000 of his people get shot up with AIDS. So I'm saying again, if you search long enough, you'll find out where the truth is. And the whole point is now, our planet is quickening the skies. You have storms going on now. You know why? Because every day there are chemtrails sparing you. Now, whether you believe in chemtrails or not is not even important to me. But if you go up on enough websites and you just type in chemtrails, they'll show you pictures all over our planet of chemtrails. Here's what that means. There is no national government. There is no federal government. There is no state, county, or municipal government that stops those things from being sprayed. And as long as they're sprayed, you're nothing but a lab rat. Because every day you wake up, you breathe what they tell you to breathe, what they want you to breathe, and unless you're going to stop breathing, you're going to do it. And if they choose to have Ebola in the air, you get it, because you have no choice, because nobody stops them. That's just what a lab rat we are to think we're very smart. Based on that, it means that every day you're going to have to put things into your digestive system and your immune system to stay strong. That means every time you take a step backwards, you're going to go up a step backwards, because they have genetically modified everything. Genetically modified food, put fluoride into the water, which emasculates men and masculates women. That's one of the reasons for a lot of homosexuality coming on. Everything they do is wrong, because they are the ones that serve what is called the Dracons. And this is where the movies usually stop, or the movies go further. This is where real life stops. There are people that just will not accept that there's such a thing as an alien. They go to the movies, but they don't believe it. They can't believe that there's such a thing as a terrestrial and an extraterrestrial. They go to the movies, but they say it's only a movie. Well, the movie, folks, is real. And everybody that's going to get through this is going to have to face the fact that the real pillager, the real desecrator, the real violator in this are Dracons, extraterrestrial people who are really called aliens, and they want you any way they can get you, except intelligent, to serve them for food, to serve them as masters, and they will now have to get off the planet. Now I'm telling you what's really happening, and toward that end now, they want to declare martial law. They want everybody to have to get these shots. They want everybody to understand that this is something that's just spreading from turn to turn, and it is not. It's a test of you once more. If you remember the swine flu epidemic, there never was a swine flu. I have articles and papers, and everybody knows me. I'm a saver. I save things because they say later on this is going to be needed. I have over 600 books. I read over 550 of them. Every time that they do this now, it's a way of testing you. There are doctors. Now, here's another thing, too, and I want to give this at the beginning so everybody has a chance to tie into me and just argue with me or whatever. I think as long as it's not an argument but a debate, and we use evidence that is circumstantial or real, we can learn from that. There's another thing I now understand, too, that many of these earth scientists are saying that all you have to do to get rid of the Ebola, to not get the Ebola, is to build your immune system up by taking vitamin C. I'll never believe that as long as I'm in this body. No kind of way can vitamin C do that alone. Now, most of the time when people say vitamin C, they're talking about ascorbic acid. And if you read the bottles, if you go, in other words, to some health food store that's still legitimate, because Whole Foods is no more, they're now half foods, you will look on the labels, you'll see ascorbic acid. But then, if it was a vitamin C, to me it would never be ascorbic acid. It would either be a lemon, which in most of the cases now is seedless. Did you just hear me? They've screwed around with the lemon. A lime, which is secondary, but most of that now is seedless. They screwed around with this. Or if I was going to use a vitamin C, it would be like rutin, acerola, bioflavonoids, things along this line. The natural C's, because everything they're getting nowadays is all screwed up. But believe me, they did not go for 40 years studying how to kill people to let vitamin C be your cure. Now, you can go that way if you want. I'd say go that way if you'd like to, but I also say this again. I think there's another way, and I think, again, if you're going to go that C, I'd have me some reverse on my research put table on that, too. Because scientists will say anything you pay them to say if you pay enough money. There are scientists nowadays that tell you again. Well, they say there are scientists now that tell you that hepatitis B and C shots have nothing to do with autism. They have a direct result of autism. Why would you give a newborn baby a hepatitis B shot or a C shot again? There are scientists right now that say that what's this other thing that they're using again? That mercury is good for you, and don't laugh. I have it recorded. There are scientists that actually came out, and it was a female that was acting as a spokesperson, that the scientists say that mercury is good for you. Everybody knows that mercury is a deadly poison. But you pay them enough money, they'll say anything they want to, because their pants are reversed, and they're wearing, you know what I'm saying, and they're bought and paid for. And last of all, again, there are many scientists right now that say that a mother should get inoculations. Most mothers, especially after the first, during the first trimester, and especially after that, do not need to get flu shots. They don't need to get them. And if they do get them, it's very direct effect on the baby. And as also many of these mothers for the first time, the doctors are telling them they need cesarean sections. In many cases, they don't need cesarean sections, particularly if they take rose hips and things like that so they can dilate more proficiently. But they're allopathics. They make money off of you. And the more that you understand that you need surgery and all this stuff, the more money they make. You think that they're that mercenary? Yes. In fact, they're more mercenary than you can dream of. So I said 5 mouthfuls. I haven't run away. I started at the beginning. So you got the whole next hour or whatever to take me on if you like.
Dr. Blair, you are, excuse me, good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing, buddy? Good evening.
I was playing possum deliberately to let you start off because I wanted to make sure that you had adequate time to get some things out, and I was trying to take notes. And I do apologize to Midwest for not responding to her, but I had my fan blowing. We just had a storm pass over here, and I was supposed to have gone on a road trip, and I postponed it until I could see exactly what the weather was going to do, because I had been told that there had been several tornadoes that touched down above my head. But nonetheless, it is good to hear your voice, and I had called you on all the numbers that I have for you today, and so I was a little worried that you, in your schedule, may not have gotten to your answering service, but thank you for leading off tonight.
And thank you also for calling. I tried to call you, but your line was full up, man.
Oh,
I couldn't be anywhere near you.
I'm still having problems with my phone in this area with the service provider that I have. But I want to kind of respectfully rake you across the coast to pick your brain, if I may.
All right.
Because there are several things that I want to, and I'll try to do it in an orderly fashion. If I were preaching, I'd say I'll try to arrange my questions in homiletics so we can kind of have some order. Executive Order 1360, and you mentioned movies, and the truth that they, as you said that, the truth in movies, one thought came to my mind. And I'd like to think that the prime creator of the cosmic consciousness, intelligence, and mind downloaded it, is that there must be some kind of galactic law where they have to disclose in some form or fashion what they're doing. And it is up to us to decipher, if you will, or interpret and decode what they're telling us, because I see a lot of different things, not only in movies, but also in this executive order. That they have this executive order 1360, where the government can seize water, make you go to the army against your will. They can seize resources and communications and just everything. I mean, the government has an order, an executive order that's been signed, if I'm not mistaken, 1360. And I asked a couple of questions today on social media. Why didn't I know about this? What does it mean? Will someone please tell me? Why do we need a bill like this, like 6566, that allows Homeland Security to prepare for massive fatalities? And then you mentioned something about staying in this body and how we are to do that. And I want to rub that a little bit from my perspective, but I want to hear what you have to say about what we need to do for those that are listening to stay in this body. And then finally, the fourth thing, is that our Earth is receiving lots and lots of energy. So with that, I yield and let you dig away at what I just said.
Well, you haven't said anything that I disagree with. So the only thing I can do is to be a little bit more elaborative and get myself even more deeply in trouble. This planet, the sun, you know, these meteorologists and these astrophysicists and these people who study the stars, astronomers and all, they're saying that the sun is at its all-time low, that they don't understand about sunspot activities. How much can a person lie before they get ashamed of themselves? This sun is at an all-time high. This sun is putting out so much energy they can't even record the energies per se. And we can kind of get into the SOHO satellite too if it goes that far. But what is happening is the sun is putting forth energy because the sun, and there's nothing new under a sun, this planet needs more energy. So its source right now is through our sun. And our sun is putting out tremendous volumes of energy. The coronal mass ejections coming out here are beyond belief. I have pictures. Well, anyway, that's neither here nor there either. So with that in mind, why would they continue to tell you a lie? Are they that ignorant? Or do they think you're that unknowledgeable? I think it's the latter. They know, but they feel you don't know. And most of the time, they talk down to you because they think they're very august and pompous. That's why they're making so many mistakes, because they think they're too august and pompous at a time when people are coming into consciousness, having dreams and visions, and understand they're being communicative. And especially those with melanin, because they're very psychic. And the sun now directly works with melanin to make as a, you know, to make it the chlorophyll and to make you, what do you call it, thing. Anyway, point is, again, people are waking up and they're not giving people enough credit. So if the sun is putting out for more energy and the energy is causing people to awaken, then the first thing they want to do is make people go back to sleep and tell you that it's not doing that. It is doing that. And with that kind of energy, it's going to take certain foods, certain non-drinking things, certain things you should drink to utilize that energy correctly. If we can do that, we can build our immune systems. But if we follow all these pharmaceuticals, 7,000 in Merck's Index or close to it, 6,000
muted.
United States Dispensary of Pharmaceutical Medicine, none of them are any good, and I repeat this again, none of them are any good with a person who has melanin and a person who is also having a function, making holistic medicine and using the things, using his own, what do they call this thing, making our own granulars and so, and not getting those synthetic things again. So I step out even further than that, and then I step back again, and I'm listening. Uh-oh, did I get cut off?
No, you're still there. Were you finished?
Oh, yeah, just about so. Well, let me just say this, too, then, since you gave me that little opportunity. I'll finish this up in a minute. There's a SOHO satellite, of course. It was put out there years ago. It was to observe the solar system and especially the sun. Yesterday or day before, this is within the last 48 hours, 24 hours, about, we'll say, SOHO satellite photographed the sun. And as it went around the sun, it showed you not just the sun, but a hole in the sun. And then another section showed you a ship, seemed to be about 3 miles long, guesstimated, going into that hole. And another one showed you a ship coming out of the hole. Now they're telling you that they have seen meteors go through the sun and not be burned up. That this, you know, these comets that come through stop in reverse field and go through that. And now that there is a hole that spaceships are coming in and out of the sun on. If that's the case, what do we know about the sun? How smart are we? We're not. We've been miseducated, and now it's time to awaken. It's time for everybody to wake up, learn new dimensions, learn what it is when you begin to go higher in vibration rather than on a planet like we were, third, three-dimensional. The only thing two lower than that is first and second. We've been in kindergarten. Folks, we got to grow up overnight.
Wow, that is exciting. I'm excited about the information that you're sharing simply because I happen to believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, that before we have a corporal incarnation, we are light beings. We are light beings. We are photons. We're particles of light that has intelligence, and we're able to transmit information, and we're also able to receive information. And since the sun is our primary source of light, photon, then this photonic energy, that energies that are coming from the sun, if we are in a right position, I would assume that these photons now can some kind of way be incorporated into our beings to awaken us to this higher vibration that you're talking about that the Earth is going through. And since we began before our incarnation in this corporeal existence, 3D, as light photons, would you not say that the solution to all of this would be found in that particular realm or dimension of our existence?
Well, our plants, our trees, and I like to use a tree because to me it's an excellent one to use. I mean, there might be better. I just happen to like the tree. You take a tree, it's got a trunk. It has its roots in the ground with the minerals and all the things that are in it. Then it has its branches, it has its limbs, its twigs, and its leaves. But what do the leaves do? As the roots and the minerals are taken into the body, the xylem and the phloem, they use photosynthesis through the leaves to convert sunlight into energy, and there it grows. Well, we have within our consciousness, in our body, the makeup of all things on this planet. And one of the things we have is a photosynthetic membrane and a photosynthetic gland called the pineal gland. And I know you've talked about it, you're an expert at it, so I'm going to use that as a basic fulcrum. We can now take, if we have melanin, which is dark green, melatonin, of course, secretes melanin. Melanin is dark green, and of course, it does it through photosynthesis. That particular gland, the pineal gland or pineal gland, whichever you would, takes that sunlight, converts it into usable energy, and begins to produce melanin, melatonin, later on serotonin and calm and calmness and all like that. And that's where that green thing comes from. So as long as we have a gland, can they make us photosynthetic? We've got the privilege of using whatever the sun is taking out and altering it as we want to. And I think that's what you said. Yes, and that is the beauty of having melanin. And that's why the attack even now with Ebola is on melanated people, is on people with melanin, because they know they're lying. They know that these souls coming through here now, if they don't give them these shots and they have melanin, they'll become the X-Men of the future, and they're fighting for their lives, not their lives, but these daggone Dracons that they serve. They've served them so long they don't know how to do without them, and now as they're about to depart, if they go with them, they might actually eat them up alive. So they'll do anything and say anything to stop their overlords, these Dracons, from stopping the real consciousness, the real God people here who worship the universal creator that have melanin and those who don't have melanin but are awake. This is why now they're trying to kill you off. Declare martial law, get you to do everything wrong if they can, and try to take you out before they get rid of these daggone. And that's what the sun is doing. It's getting rid of the Dracon. By the end of the year, you're going to see spaceships like mad. The beginning of next year, all the way to April, you're going to see more spaceships than you ever dreamed of, because those are going to be those dragons leaving, because the sun is getting rid of them. As the sun is awakening us, it's killing them. They cannot stay. They cannot take magnetism, and they cannot take sunlight.
Wow. You know, I trust you, because a couple of weeks ago, you told us that before this thing jumped over to America in Dallas, and then all of a sudden, Ebola, quote-unquote, made its way to Dallas and then the news media. But by the time the news media announces something, you know it's already, they're well developed in their plan of execution by the time the media, and as one of your colleagues and contemporaries, Dick Gregory, says that you have to unwind what you hear on the media. But now, our DNA, as you're talking about, our junk DNA, which has the other 10 strands of our DNA that's kind of like lying dormant, and these green gamma rays that are coming from the sun now, that normally only mushrooms and certain types of bacteria can absorb and not be killed, so to speak, we are in a position now to receive these green gamma rays that will have a DNA effect on, I believe, unlocking our other 44 codes of DNA that are dormant, plus the other 10 strands, so that we move from two-strand helix to 12-strand DNA that straightens out, which gives us a frequency and a vibration that is cosmic and, I want to believe, in every dimension. So that we will begin to have access. And so that's why I say, if I'm correct, that I'm excited about this opportunity and I'm excited about what we see happening, because my field, a lot of people made little of it, wouldn't comment on it, but I guess it was just for me and not for anyone else, but I took a picture. I had a picture taken when we had the Macabre event here in August, and the camera caught my energy too. We all have an energy tube that goes directly through the geometric center of our being. And then from that, of course, above is our energy field, and around us is our energy field. We all have it to a lesser or greater degree. But now I was sent pictures by two people who are having these similar lights on property. One dear sister in upstate in our country, and another sister from in the southern region sent me pictures. They don't even know each other. But these same lights that I saw, that the camera caught when we had our event, in my presence, I've seen the same light. So I'm saying to myself, Dr. Blair, this is an exciting time. And if some of the reports that I've read are correct, the government and the people that control the satellites above us can actually see our energy fields or our Macabre fields from outer space. And they know that this planet is waking up and the people are waking up. They can actually see it. And we, of course, know that the studies that were done in Japan, where they use the camera, the light sort of like in a photo room, they caught with special cameras the aura around three young men or several young men. I forget how many it was. But my point is that these energies are going to cause new and different phenomena. And we have to get adjusted to it, I believe. And we always will have the doubters who are doubting what they see with their own eyes, but yet are gullible for the deception of those who want to keep them dumbed down. Now, the other part that I wanted to kind of touch on was something that Dick Gregory said. I watched him thanks to a video that was sent by Dr. Mills. He talked about during 1992, since you mentioned melanin, and I want to tag in on that and see what you have to say about that. In the Rodney King riots, or the L.A. riots, behind the Rodney King event that was staged, according to Mr. Gregory, because of the lighting. If you remember, there were lightings almost like you were on a set, and you have to kind of wonder, how did you get this lighting, and the people that were from Sweden that actually recorded it disappeared and all this and the other. But Mr. Gregory has a tremendous mind. Hopefully we'll be able to get him on the show one of these times and on this broadcast. But nonetheless, he said that there was a New York Times article with the prosecution. There was a discrepancy between the number of arrests that were made. And I haven't verified this, but I want to see what your mindset is about this. There were 18,000 arrests, and 10,000 of those arrested disappeared and ended up in Oregon somewhere. Are you familiar with that story? Do you know anything about that?
I'm sorry, they disappeared. They ended up where?
Somewhere in Oregon, and they never reemerged. They never reappeared.
Well, I know this much, that I don't know the exact statistics, but it was over 1 million people disappear off this planet every year. I repeat that. Over 1 million people disappear off this planet every year. In fact, it was this guy. Well, let me speak, because Dick, you know, I know Dick very well. I know him very well. He buys a lot of diodes and stuff like this. He's the one that proved that there were cancer cells injected into the polio shots way back there in 1978, 68, 58, and so on like that. He proved that. And he was the first one, I remember, coming up with that kind of a kind of thing. So why in the world would you put a cancer cell in a polio vaccine? Past that, they're doing so many things now to hold back the progress of this planet that anything you can think of, that they could think of, they've already messed it up. It's just that evil. They're just that out the box. So having said all of that, I say one other thing. You're perfectly right. At least I agree with you, so we both can be wrong. But when you got those DNA strands and they are coming back together, and what did they put, what did these Dracons put into the bodies that they made? The Creator didn't make these bodies now. The Creator put the soul out here, which jumped into a body. They made these bodies we're in, and what did they do? They took right back there in the back where you should have had all your connections, your 12 strands, and so on and so forth, broke them down to 1.5, not even 2, and put the reptile brain. Now, if you haven't seen Evil, they put a reptile brain there where we're supposed to get a strand, and that's why these people get these reptile, these type things again. The reptile brain does only 4 things: fight, feed, flee, and fornicate. I'm going to be very nice and respectful. Fight, feed, flee, and fornicate. The 4 F's. That's all they do. And that's what we basically do to get rolled away to stone, ascend up into the consciousness. Now I'm in your land now, and begin to work past that reptile plateau and use the godness that it is as souls. They don't have souls, so they got to invent all this mess, and they do everything to make you as dumbed down as they are, because now instead of worshiping them, you're going to begin to not like them. Some people already hate them, but they just don't know where to direct that venom. So I'm saying again, I agree with you, but I still want to add to that too.
Wow. You know, I'm amused. I could barely hold myself as you were talking, because I'm getting a download now. I'm coming out of the church for 40 years and baptized when I was 10, being in the church all my life, and announcing my call to the ministry in 1975 to my pastor. And back in those days when you announced your calling in the South, they didn't do like they do now. Anybody that says they have a calling from the Lord or from God, they just kind of put them up, you know. But back then they didn't do that. You had to go through testing, and you had to go to what we call back in those days conference. So he wouldn't let me preach. And so when I went to him at his house and told him, I said, I think I've been called preaching. Well, you continue. I had enrolled in Grambling State University, and I was in school. So him being a former educator and a professor himself, as well as a principal, as well as a pastor of the church, they did what they put me on trial, so to speak, if you will. But coming from that background, Dr. Blair, and listening to you now talk about our proclivities to deception, it makes it clear. I'm almost in stitches over here laughing, because as you talk about people that don't have souls, and people that don't resonate or vibrate at this frequency, it kind of explains all the hell I've caught with people in church that are vibrating, that maybe they don't have souls. Maybe this is why they're so gullible to deception, and it's so hard to get them to see the truth. Am I making sense to you?
Yeah, but that's not the way I meant it. But go on.
Okay. I know you didn't mean it that way, but that's the way I was saying, wow. Could that be an answer to why people, when they are looking directly at the facts, Dr. Blair, I mean, it can be incontrovertible. It can be crystal clear. But yet, I've watched people will go into a state of denial. For an example, let me give you one little look through what I was talking about. Of course, the letter J is not in the King James 1611 version, the 400-year anniversary edition of King James Bible came out in 3 years ago, in 2011. And if you look at that Bible, there's absolutely no J in it at all. There's no J. There's absolutely no J. And you can show people this, but what is the combination to get them to understand that this is the Word of God, as we call it? But if the letter J is not in the first King James, which is not, by the way, it's not the first English translation, but it is the King James. We call it Old Faithful. And the letter J does not really begin to circulate in European literature until after the King James Bible, 1611. So the letter J does not even appear in the Holy Text until 1611. Until after 1611, rather, excuse me. So how do we get people to understand that this is like a note? You wouldn't say that A flat is C flat. It has a different frequency. Therefore, it has a different vibration. Therefore, it has a different property, propensity, and power. It's not the same. It's not the same. So, but as you show people these facts, could it be, Dr. Blair, I guess I'm going way around, could it be the absence of a soul that makes one resistant to truth?
Well, you've got three things down here, and most of them call them one. You've got human, you've got woman and man, and you've got human, man, and mankind. And I go back to that Buzz Aldrin and Thoreau when they supposedly went to the moon and lied about it too, but that's neither here nor there. That's a whole different subject matter, but they lied. They said, one small step for man, one giant step for mankind. And most of the people didn't even hear what the guy said. Now, I add one thing, humankind. A human is one thing, mankind is another, and woman and man are another. Three different things here we interface him. A human is an animal man. They make monsters every day, well, if not every day, every other day. Out in Dulce, New Mexico, they're making a human. They cross man's genes with anything they want to. They're DNA experts. They use the ribonucleic acid, dinucleic acid, use the chromosomes, and do whatever they want to. They make monsters in Dulce, New Mexico. Hear that statement. That's not a question. That's a statement. They make them every day in Dulce, New Mexico. A human is an animal man. Now,
Dr.
mankind
Blair, before,
is a...
Before you go to human, and a little humor right here with your human, before you go to human, could that explain why some people say that arid to a monster?
I'm sorry, that what is what? I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand you, Dr. Uh-oh, I got cut off? Oh, wow. Okay, well, something happened to my line.
Dr. Blair, he dropped off.
Did I drop off or did Dr. Khalid drop off?
He lost his signal. He'll have to dial back in.
Oh, I see. I thought it was me. Usually they cut me off, so I'm so used to that nowadays. Yeah. But anyway, the human is the one that comes out of there, Dulce, New Mexico. They make them every day. They cross DNA and splice them in every other daggone thing. Mankind, of course, is a clone. And they make clones all the way. There were some articles, and I know you do probably the same thing, Midwest. I love to voraciously read all the scandal sheets and all the stuff that everybody else doesn't, because I learn from it. And this is where they place the way-out stuff, because they think only way-out people will read it. They'll buy it, and they get a different customer, but they don't expect it to be true. Every time you turn around, they got something new that are coming out. They got this thing out here now where some of the actresses and actors in Hollywood have had so much plastic surgery, they could blackmail them if they saw what they should look like. Well, that's one way of doing it, with a knife, with salves and stuff like this. Another way is to try to regenerate yourselves. So when you start doing it naturally, of course, the pharmacists don't make money, the surgeon doesn't make money, and they tell you it can't be done. Yet we hear now about HGH, we hear about Secretag, we hear about all these different things that can help your stem cells to reproduce themselves. Now they're finding out if you can get stem cells and you can get your cells to use them, you can regrow things now. You no longer have to transplant. We're coming into a whole different consciousness. And some people still back in kindergarten. Can't be in kindergarten now. You got to listen to truth. You got to go within and stop watching so much sports and so many dance-a-thons and all this stuff. Do it to escape. You don't escape every day because you're on a planet that can escape. And you're going to escape from a planet or you're going to walk with that planet. So I'm simply saying everything is being revealed. It's a matter now, if you haven't got time to do it, listen to the teachers, listen to the researchers, and judge them. Judge me. Judge Dr. Mills. Judge Dr. Ill. Whatever it is. But at least listen, because most of the things you're going to get, 2579 and what's this other thing, Fox and all, are lies. Bought, paid for lies, and they're leading you astray. So I say again, if you have a chance to get a wider education, I'd say take it. If you have a case to get a limited education, at least take what they give you. Here you're being offered a lot of information. I think it's very good. Yeah, I'll back off, brother. They cut you off this time, not me. That's interesting.
Wow. I got a call that knocked me off. One of the persons that normally is on our broadcast was calling me because I guess they thought that I was close to the area. But nonetheless, I'm back on now. And I want to leave a little time while we're still on the radio and for question and answers and allow Aladia to come in and give our number. After I have my comment here about the binary star system that we're in, now, if my research has led me in the right direction, and again, I say, and in concert with Dr. Blair, to those of you that are listening, I always tell people, and I've always told them, don't take what I say as the word of God. Research what I say. I mean, verify for yourselves so that you don't have to believe. You can know for yourselves. And we're living in a day of instant information. There's no excuse for ignorance anymore, because you have knowledge, libraries, museums, at the touch of a finger, and for $2 or $3, you can take on a subscription to look on the via internet at museums and libraries all around the world. So there's no excuse for ignorance now. But we're in a binary star system with the star system Sirius, and I mentioned this, I think, a couple of weeks ago, or either last week. I don't know if Dr. Hoppe is there. Is he still there, Alanya?
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, let me make this very, very short. We're in a binary star system, if my research has led me correctly. And the star Sirius and
unmuted
is getting closer to our sun. And they like in a circle, two circles that are moving clockwise, and they move either toward each other or away from each other. Now, of course, the farther they move from each other, the lower our consciousness gets, and we sink into what is called dark ages. But the closer they get to each other, the more our consciousness is raised, and the more enlightened we become. We get more energy. Our brain, the EEGs begin to stimulate the photonic energy. We get more photons and a thing called positrons, which are invisible, antimatter. And so the antimatter is invading the matter or the visible world, and the particles are merging. So if I understand and I have researched correctly, Sirius is at least 20, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. I made a couple of mistakes last week about the four fixed points of the precession, and I wanted to correct that, which were Leo, Sagittarius, Scorpio, and Taurus. And I accidentally said Aquarius, and I kind of messed that up. I knew better, but sometimes our mouth get ahead of our brain. And I also kept referring to the vernal spring equinox when I meant to say the fall equinox, as I referred to the thief on the left and the thief on the right that the Bible talks about. But there's a massive star, Sirius, that's aligned to the south side of the Great Pyramid there in Giza on one end. And then, of course, Orion is aligned on that same side. Then on the north side, it's aligned to the constellation of Pleiades, or the seven stars, or Taurus. And then the constellation that was formerly called Draco, or the dragon star, which was the North Star one time before Polaris. So these stars were aligned to this Great Pyramid. We are in a binary star system with Sirius. And if I'm not mistaken, Dr. Gray, you can correct me, and Dr. Hoppe me as well. And then we need to see if we can get some of the people to come in from the radio. This star, Sirius, the closer it gets, and if it's 20 or 30, 50 times the mass of our sun, will send tremendous energy on our planet. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that we've got another one here that actually at one time people thought it was a planet, but now it is. We're supposed to have a new sun that's going to take us into the Milky Way galaxy. And, of course, we have, I want to get to people too. We have Draconis, Zeta Reticuli, and Orion. All of these are where these negative, evil reptilians live. They dominated those systems for the longest. Draconis, Zeta Reticuli, and Orion. Now, you have in Sirius A, B, and C. They're just talking about C. So you've got three different things there. But we supposedly have another sun here. It's already here. It is seven times larger than we are, but it's on a fifth-dimensional frequency. That's why it's going to take that to bring us into the Milky Way galaxy. When I was in school, they told me we're already there. So, but now they say we're going there. That's where it's going to lead us in. And after we start getting rid of these Dracons, when our thing begins to be illuminated and our planet begins to go up in vibration, that's really going to be something to see. So, as I say, we could debate that or talk that, but I'm like you. I like to hear what some of the people have to say, including, you know, maybe Black Hazar too. So, yeah.
Yeah, my elder brother there, he hasn't said a word. We called for him earlier. I heard Elijah call for him. And so we want to yield to him, my elder brother, Hazar Hapi. Are you there, my brother? Dr. Hapi. Is he there, Elijah?
Yes, he's there. I see him. His mic is open.
Hapi, haven't talked to you a long time, man. Well,
I tell you what, Elijah, why don't you give out the number and let people, whatever they need to do, maybe someone in the radio audience wants to, let's go into the queue for a moment while we're still on the air.
Okay.
And see if we can't take some calls.
Our Q&A session started.
For all those that are listening out there at BBS Radio, we'd like to invite you over for a Q&A with the host and our guest host. That number would be 712-775-7085. And you have to put in the participant code, which is 568-788-pound. And for all of those that are already with us and while the call is going on, if you'd like to come in the queue now, you have any questions or comments to make, you're more than welcome.
And give that number one more time, very slowly, for those that may not have had a pen in their hands while you were giving.
Okay, very good. 712-775-7085. That's the dial-in number. And the participation code is 568-788-POUND. Okay? If you come in and you want to participate in the Q&A, you probably star 6 right now as we have it on mute, and all you have to do is star 6 and then hit 1. And that brings you into the queue so you can ask a question of the host. Okay. Anyone want to come in? Okay, we have 318. Your mic is open.
Hey, Bishop, hey, Dr. Blair, Midwest, all of you guys. I just want to say hello. I don't have any questions. I think all the questions have been answered. I just want to say good evening to the Royal Room. Thank you.
Well, thank you for listening.
I love to hear that slow southern drawl you got there. Brother Abednego L. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good, Bishop. I'm good. I'm laying here listening. You cats are deep, man. Y'all so deep I can't even talk.
Well, pull us back to shore, pull us back to the bank, and tell us what's on your mind, what's going on with you, what are you feeling, sensing, what's in your spirit.
Well, I've looked at some scary stuff. What that disease will do to you. That Ebola, whatever they call it. And I like you and Dr. Blair's information on it. And when I get more time, somebody got to upgrade me on these aliens.
Let me say one thing very quickly. In addition to the vitamin C, if you choose to use that, whichever, I don't say you should, you shouldn't. That's each person's judgment. We've got a product that's specially made. It's called Ethereum Black Gold. Actually, when you get the bottle, it'll say Reaction Neutralizer. And this is the way the company protected itself. It neutralizes every reaction that is bad. And Ethereum Black is what they use in Nevada and on some of the desert, Arizona, when these rescue vehicles, people get hit by a snake bite. Or one of the worst bites you can get is a green scorpion bite. People worry about the black scorpion. Probably the next is that green toad down there in Brazil, and then they got another snake. If you can get some of this black to the person that's been bit by a green scorpion in the first 45 minutes, it will heal. It will neutralize the wound in an hour and heal the whole thing in 5 days' time. To me, that's one of the things I'm going with, and plus there's some other ones, too.
Well, I got one more question. Does Bill Gates really have a formula for this?
Does Bill Gates have what?
Does he have a formula?
A formula? Oh, yeah, he's got a formula, right? All the Illuminati's got formulas. They got formulas and things.
They put out a report, Dr. Blair, that Bill Gates, along with the CDC, has had a patent on the serum or antidote for Ebola.
Vaccine.
Yeah.
Vaccine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know, it's interesting. They bring these two doctors over from Liberia. I think it was Liberia is where they are, because they were sick. Just turned out the first two coming over, as we know, were white. One was a female, one was a male. They're supposed to be curing both in a week's time or less, per se. And yet, when they asked them, what did they give them? They said, well, they didn't have any more. They gave the guy a frozen, serum. They gave her some kind of inoculation. You cannot tell me, with the little education I have, which I admit ain't that much, but that they didn't have that already on file. You cannot find an antidote that quickly. And if they had it, they had to research it. If they research it, they can duplicate it. They don't want to duplicate it, or else they're lying about the whole thing.
Wow. Well, I don't know who's in the audience. I've been blind for these 4 months. I've not been able to get to my board to see who's exactly there. And so, but I'd like for some of our some of my foundational administrative people and my core people from California, if you're out there listening to this broadcast as we're over the waves. 510-650-925-415 area code, and what are some of the others there that they are in Northern California? 916 Sacramento area. If you're out there, come in the queue and just say hello tonight while we're on the radio. I think I'm thankful for that core. With if I start calling names, I'll get in trouble because I'll forget someone, and then they'll be offended that I didn't call their name. So this is your opportunity to come in if you want, and you know who you are, and hopefully I don't get embarrassed about calling for you and on you. So while we're still on the radio, while we're still broadcasting, come in and just say hello.
Well, always we can do this.
I'm sorry?
I said I can always unmute them. There's 510 and there's a 265.
All right, let them in.
They're unmuted. Your mic is open.
510, you're live. CBS Radio.
Here's 510-220.
510, come on in. Your line's unmuted. You may have your line muted with star 6. You can press star 6 and unmute yourself.
Okay.
Wow. Well, let me see. If somebody does, I'll set up immediately, if not sooner. I'd like to give out a number because I also have been teaching classes on Saturday, and it is line 4 now of the Inner Earth Quintet. This is line 4, the Inner Earth. And if anybody's interested, I think they'll find a lot of information. I don't want to brag, but it took me a long time to do it. And we are sharing that. It's Inner Earth 4. And, of course, the number is 708-422-6685. That's 708-422-6685. If anybody's interested in that one, I think that they'll find it interesting. But then I better think that if I'm giving it, you may or may not.
That's on Saturdays or Tuesdays, Dr. Blair.
That's on Saturdays from 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or actually 2:15 to 4:15 Central Standard Time. And this is our fourth in the series of Inner Earth and its origin and what's down there and all of that.
So that's 12 Pacific Time, 11 Mountain Time.
Yeah, I guess what you're ahead of me. That's and the Mountain Time is behind, right? That's 2 hours behind, like there to California.
Right, correct.
And the Eastern Time is 1 hour ahead. So, yeah, 1 hour ahead if you're on the East Coast, 2 hours behind if you're on the West Coast, and if you're Central Time, it would be 2:15 to 4:15.